Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We have begun to teach on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. And this series of messages is going to help you immensely in your prayer life. It may cause you to absolutely change in the way you've been praying so that you will come in line with the Word of God. And in the first broadcast, we talked about what prayer is not and what prayer is. Prayer is not the traditional way of praying and telling God about our problem and bombarding the gates of heaven to get through, or asking and asking and badgering God so that maybe He might finally hear us, or trying to convince God that He should give us the promise. It's not trying to manipulate God to change His mind or to be suddenly favorable to us. Prayer is none of those things. Prayer is speaking forth the Word of God, which is the answer. And it is knowing the fact that the way into the holiest, the boldness to enter into the holiness, is ours because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And now we know that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. And we know all the promises of God are ours, and the Lord doesn't change. We just need to return His word and pray accurately, in line with New Testament principles, and we will see the promise of God come to pass. We mentioned the fact that it is spirit realm action. When we are praying in the spirit realm. We are contacting the spirit realm, which is going to influence, change, and shape the natural realm. We're taking aim at things that we do not see. When we're dealing with the enemy, Satan, we are waging warfare against him. We're coming against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. We're putting the spiritual laws of God into action that are going to bring forth the will of God in this earth. Remember also that prayer is actually a legal transaction in the spirit. We are praying spiritual law in the spiritual realm. It releases the ability and the power of God, and the angels that hearken to the voice of the Word will be put to work in the Spirit, just as Jesus said that He could pray and that His Father would presently give Him the 12 legions of angels that would have dealt with the problem that He was facing there, but instead He was giving Himself into the hands of those on the way to the cross. Now, you need to understand that there is a change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer, and we're going to be talking about that today. There's been a change in the covenants, and because of a change in the covenants, there is also a change in the way of prayer. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13, the Bible says, "In that He saith a new covenant, He hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away." The first one is the old covenant. Now we are in the new covenant. This is a brand new covenant. And there is not only a change in covenant, but there is a change in prayer. Praise God. In the old covenant, they were not born again. They were not redeemed. They were not made righteous. They had no free approach to God. They were only servants. They were not a child of God. They were not a son or a daughter of God. They were not all priests at all. They had no free access to God. They had a very limited approach to God. They could only approach Him through a temple made with hands. And remember that God was not their heavenly Father because they were not born again. But now in the New Testament, we are born again when we receive Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior. We have been redeemed, and we have free access into the presence of God by the blood of Jesus. We have been made righteous, and the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. So it's important that we are in right standing with Him. And we have a free approach to God now. We can come boldly to the throne of grace. Now we're sons and daughters, and all of us are made priests. We are a holy and a royal priesthood. Every one of us are priests before the Lord. We have no limits on our approach to God. And remember, we're approaching Him through a temple made without hands, because now God is dwelling in us, praise God. And He is our Heavenly Father. In the Old Covenant, they prayed to God or to the Lord God as servants. We see in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 28, He says, "Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant." See, it was the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication. "O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today." They prayed as a servant. But now in the New Testament, we pray as sons and daughters of God. and we pray to our Heavenly Father. He's just not God to us now. Also, in the Old Testament, they would ask God to give ear unto their prayer. They had no absolute confidence that something was going to happen because they didn't have a free approach to Him. Psalms 55, verse 1, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. And Psalm 61, 1, it says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. They were more or less petitioning Him or asking Him or requesting of Him to give ear to their prayer or to hear their cry and not to hide from their supplication. They made their petition to God, and they were hoping that He would grant what they would ask or request. But they had no absolute guarantee because of the fact that they were not in right standing with God. 1 Samuel 1:27, he says that, here it says, this child that I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of Him. Notice, the way that this prayer was given was as a petition. And it says that the Lord gave me my petition, which I ask of Him. Otherwise, it was all up to the Lord to decide whether He was going to give that or not. This is all in the Old Covenant, because remember, men and women were not in right standing with God. They did have a covenant relationship through Abraham, but none of them were made righteous. None of them had been cleansed of sin. None of them were in a position where they had promises of God that belonged to them as they do in the New Covenant. And this is important. They could not come to the throne of grace and pray. They could not freely approach God, because they were not in right standing. They couldn't pray to a Heavenly Father, and therefore they had no confidence in prayer. That's why they're saying, give ear to my prayer and hear my cry and don't hide from my supplication. Now in the New Covenant, it is totally different. Now when we're born again, God is our Heavenly Father and we are sons and daughters of God. And this is important. When you pray, you've got to pray in a New Testament situation, a New Testament era. You've got to pray as a New Testament child of God. 1 Peter 3:12, again, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. We've been made the righteousness of God. That means we're in right standing with Him. That means we can approach Him and stand before Him without any sense of guilt or wrongdoing or condemnation or over past sins or fear or insecurity or inadequacy, because we have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. And His ears are open unto their prayers. We don't have to sit there and say, give ear to my prayer or hear my cry or hide not from my supplication. The Bible says His ears are open unto our prayers as long as we pray accurately in line with the Word of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will. See, we now know the will of God because it's outlined in the Word of God, all the promises of God in the New Covenant. And we can approach Him and pray according to His will. It says, if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Well, if God hears you, you've got it. Because the next verse, verse 15, 1 John 5:15 says, and if we know that He heareth, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've desired of Him. Notice that attitude of confidence now in the New Testament. This is the confidence that we have in Him. Again, this is 1 John 5:14 and 15. That if we ask anything according to His will, it's got to be according to the will, which would be according to the Word of God, according to the promises. He heareth us. We know He hears us. And if we know He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petitions we desired of Him. Notice that. We know He hears us, and we know we have the petitions. That is confidence in prayer. That is a total change from the Old Covenant. Now, you could have an absolute confidence that God has heard your prayer, and that you have the prayers that you have spoken unto Him when you've done it according to His Word. Now we can pray a prayer of faith with confidence, knowing it will come to pass. We don't pray and then just wonder if God's going to respond. See, that's doubt. That's unbelief. And many, many saints today, many Christians today are praying from an Old Testament standpoint of attitude rather than from a New Testament stand of righteousness with confidence. You should have an absolute confidence knowing that when you pray according to the Word, that He hears you, that you know He hears you, and you know that you have the petitions you've desired of Him. And now we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. We can come boldly. We have free access to the presence of God. You know, in Luke 11, verse 1, came to pass that as He was praying in a certain place, when He ceased, one of His disciples said unto Him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he taught them the New Testament way of praying, that there was going to be a change. He starts out in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, in parallel account with Luke 11, it says, "After this amount, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." They never could pray to their Father before, because God was not their Heavenly Father. In fact, what he was really teaching him at this point in time was something that they didn't have, that God was not their Heavenly Father. But he was teaching them the principles of New Testament prayer to these ones who were going, of course, to be born again after Jesus had gone back to heaven and when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost. But he was teaching them New Testament prayer. He said, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come." The kingdom is the rule and the reign of God. And he wasn't talking about a natural kingdom. He was talking about the spiritual kingdom, which is the real kingdom. And that is the rule and the reign of God over our enemies. Now, we've been delivered out of the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, Colossians 1:13. And so the rule and the reign of God has come, and it's come unto us. And now we've been given authority, and we can operate in the authority. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, the will of God can be done because now we have a new covenant, a covenant that is in line with all the promises of God that are available for us. Praise God. We can take hold of them. We can receive them. We can act on the word and see the will of God be done. We can know that God's will is going to be done. We can know that our prayers are going to be answered. He says, "Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." We don't have time to get into this today. We're going to get into this tomorrow on the broadcast. And it's important for you to realize, though, that New Testament prayer is a change. If you've been praying from Old Testament manner of attitude and means and ways, then you need to make a change. Because you start praying accurately according to the New Testament, you are going to start seeing results. There's been a change, so you're going to need to come in line with His Word and watch Him answer your prayers. We're going to talk more on this tomorrow on the next broadcast. See you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.